KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, 12 degrees in Atlantic with a wind chill of zero, as our winds are currently out of the northeast at around 10 miles per hour. Forecast for today is calling for to be cloudy with a chance for light snow or flurries this afternoon and a high of 28 with winds northeast at 10. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest at around 9 p.m. Tuesday of a woman following a traffic stop. Authorities say 55-year-old Barbara Darlene Wilson of Red Oak was arrested for driving while suspended. Her bond at the Montgomery County Jail was set at slightly more than $491. A man from Nebraska was sentenced last week in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court to serve 10 years in prison. According to court records, 40-year-old Earl Janelle Jackson of Omaha was sentenced on charges that include transportation and sex trafficking of a child. His prison term will be followed by 5 years of supervised release. Jackson pled guilty to the charge on August 5th. On September 8th of 2020, a mother and of a minor victim reported her daughter missing to Council Bluffs Police. Law enforcement began their investigation and, based on phone number information, were able to locate numerous ads for prostitution posted by Jackson on a website online where ads were posted for prostitution purposes. Prostitution ads of the minor victims were posted in the Omaha Council Bluffs area, specifically in the Council Bluffs area in August and September of 2020. Law enforcement further found that on September 5th of that year, Jackson and the minor victim drove from Omaha to Chicago. Jackson supplied the minor with drugs and posted prostitution ads on the same website in the Chicago and Highland Park areas numerous times in September of 2020. The minor victim was found in Chicago. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa made the announcement of the arrest or the plea on Tuesday. The Council Bluffs Police Department and FBI investigated the case, and the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Elsewhere in state news, an Iowa man and his son charged in connection to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol are expected to plead guilty. Daryl Johnson of St. Ansgar and his son Daniel Johnson of Minnesota were seen on video entering the Capitol during the attack and later bragged about it on social media. The two faced numerous charges, including violent entry and disorderly conduct. Court documents filed last week show a plea hearing has been scheduled for the afternoon of January 4th. Documents also show that in January, investigators say someone tipped him off to a Snapchat video taken by Daniel Johnson showing him inside the Capitol during the attack. And then on January 18th, another tip regarding a Facebook post made by Daniel Johnson said, "I was one of the first ones inside the Capitol building." A March 1st tip implicated both of the Johnsons, and investigators were able to identify the two from video taken inside the Capitol. According to court documents, Daryl Johnson was wearing the same puffy navy blue jacket on January 6th that he had in public Facebook photos and made Facebook posts about being at the Capitol. After obtaining private messages, investigators accused Daniel Johnson of telling someone, quote, "We stormed Capitol Hill and LOL, Dad and I were one of the first ones inside." They say he sent those messages on the January 6th date soon after the attack. So far, six Iowans face charges in connection with that incident. Well, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says state conservation officers have charged three men with multiple hunting violations in Des Moines County from two separate investigations for illegal activity that occurred this fall. An anonymous call to state conservation officer Paul Kay in October began one investigation into the alleged unlawful taking of a mature white-tailed deer that led officers to discover additional deer and a turkey were also allegedly illegally taken, as well as multiple violations for hunting over bait and a felon in possession of a firearm. The individual, who is unnamed, faces the possible loss of hunting privileges as well as the loss of their firearm used to take the deer and the turkey. The second case grew out of an investigation into suspicious activity in northern Des Moines County in November that led state conservation officers to a machine shed where they discovered three mature white-tailed deer along with several antlerless deer that also were allegedly illegally harvested. Officers identified two individuals who were charged with hunting over bait, using firearms and crossbows in archery season, and multiple deer hunting or deer tag violations. Both individuals, again, who were not named, faced the possible loss of hunting privileges as well as the loss of firearms, bows, and crossbow used to take the deer. Potential fines and civil damages from the cases could exceed $100,000. And officials say that a rear-end collision in north central Iowa's Hamilton County Monday evening claimed the life of a man from South Dakota. The Iowa State Patrol says a semi-tractor trailer driven by a 24-year-old man from Hyattsville, Maryland, and a 2013 Toyota Avalon driven by a 61-year-old Rodney Earl Hutz of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, were both westbound on Highway 20 at around 6:50 p.m. Monday when the car struck the semi's trailer and then became lodged underneath it. Hutz, who was wearing a seatbelt, died at the scene, and the driver of the semi was not injured. The accident remained under investigation. And an arrest was made in connection to a car crash that burned down a home in Ankeny on December 20th. Ankeny police believe 18-year-old Miguel De Los Reyes was driving a car that crashed into the side of the home. Reyes allegedly left the scene of the crash but was identified by other occupants who were in the vehicle. The crash sparked a house fire that burned down Joellen Meyer's home. Court records show that the crash also caused injuries to a minor, sending her to the hospital. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.
KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.